This is tape recording number 6307C24, a lecture given by L. Ron Hubbard on the 24th of July, 1963. The title of this lecture is ARC Breaks and the Calm Cycle. This tape is 83 minutes long.
Well, you're going to get some demonstrations before we're much older. And I'm grooving in model session a little bit better. A couple little bugs these days in model session. Do you agree that's clean can cause an ARC break? What you want to communicate to the PC is, did the PC have anything to say about it? You, after all, have asked a question, and you inform him of the state of the needle and ask him if he's got anything he wants to say about it. And I haven't quite got the pat wording for that. But it's interesting that there are two, three little changes. They're just little refinements to make it easier on the auditor. We're using mostly the 3N model session. And in actual fact, have not used the old, original, long-drawn-out, beginning roods, end roods model session for some time. And it's a good training ground, maybe. But in actual fact, the since mid-roods are enormously better. Since mid-roods and pull-missed withholds are enormously better than any beginning rudiments we ever had. And an ARC break assessment at the end of session, just whether there's been an ARC break or not, is enormously superior to any end rudiments we ever had, don't you see? So you just clean every line of it. You don't do an assessment by elimination. If you got a tick, find out what it is. And just clean that up, and your PC comes up shining. So it actually makes model session pretty easy to do, but it's still a very precise activity. We've now got the body of the session. We end the body of the session, you know. Goals and gains, all that sort of thing. Everything is there. You know, we adjust the PC chair and ask if it's all right to audit in the room, get a can squeeze, and put in the R factor and start the session. You know, same thing. Get the goals and roll right on through, get the PC's goals, and PC's needle's a bit agitated, her tone arm is higher than it was the last session, we put in our sense mid-roods, and see if there's any missed withholds, and carry right on through to the into the body of the session, and do whatever we've got to do, come right on up to the end of the body of the session, and chatter with him a little bit before we tell him that's the end of the body of the session. That's very informal, but still there. Then we get PC's ARC break assessment, usually omitted if the session's quite happy and the PC has had a big win in the session. We certainly don't harass him with an ARC break assessment. And then we take our goals and we take up each goal. I notice I'm not quite doing that, maybe. And actually, those are written on the auditor's report diagonally across the goal. See, we just write yes, you know, or maybe, see, across each goal. We don't write down another separate section here that says whether or not he made his goal, see. To have a good session, well, we give him that goal, you know, did he make it? He says yes, we write yes diagonally across that top there, see. So we can see what his goals and gains were just by looking at that one block. It's easy to review. And he's got all that. We don't keep pestering him. We just read it to him, did he make them or didn't he make them? And we thank him for making his goals in this session, or if he only made part of them, why, thank you for making some of your goals in this session. I'm sorry you didn't make all of them. And we ask him for his gains, and we take down the gains. We don't keep bleeding gains. We don't keep asking the question to make any gains for the session. We just take what he's got, see? We make sure that he's answered it to his satisfaction. And remember, he's pretty foggy, so sometimes that's a little difficult to get closed out. You're still trying to end the session. He's still trying to give you gains, you know. Long time to answer the question or something like that. Well, let him answer it to his satisfaction, but don't you keep pounding with the question about gains for the session. You understand? You can over-ask him, see? And next thing you know, he's given imaginary gains that he never heard of. When he's got those, you say, thank you for making these gains in this session, or thank you for making some gains in this session. I'm sorry you didn't make all of them. And, sorry you didn't make more gains, rather. And close that out, and then we just get a can squeeze test, run any heaviness that we have to run if the can squeeze test is less than the beginning of the session. And simply ask if there's anything he wants to say before he ends the session. Let him say it. Then we say, it's all right with you if I end the session now. And get a yes on that. And we just end the session. That's it. And tell me I'm no longer auditing you. All of these various lines that we've had before, those little courtesy lines are in there. The only additional one is thanking him for his goals, then thanking him for his gains. And that is the form of a model session these days. But it still requires a precision, don't you see? It is still a model session. And its wording is very fixed for each one of these points. Before I gave you a demonstration of this model session brought up to date, however, I wanted to get that business of what do you say to a PC? What is exactly the best thing to say, you know? That didn't read. Do you agree that that is clean? That type of approach can cause ARC breaks. By myself, it felt like saying, well, I don't have to agree that it's clean. Hell with it. What are you trying to do? Force me to say there are no more answers on this question in the last trillion years? Is there anything you've suppressed? Hell, I know it can't be clean. Clean for the purposes of the session, maybe, but sure isn't clean. That's why when you heard a demonstration I was giving on that tape short time ago, I was slipping that. You saw I wasn't using it very much. And fumbling around with it. I'm still trying to find a proper wording. As soon as I get that tape, I'll give you this new one. It's almost exactly the same one that you're using now. I'm just giving you these little refinements. All refinements these days are just in the direction of causing less ARC breaks and getting more auditing done. The reason you have rough needles, however, has nothing to do with your model session or your rudiments or anything else. The reason you have rough needles is you miss on TR2 or TR4. You miss TR2 and TR4, and you got a rough needle. That's it, bang, just like that. Comes back to auditing cycle. If an auditor's PC has a clean needle consistently, you know that this PC is either phenomenal or this auditor has very, very good TR2 and TR4. Very good TR2 and TR4, see. And if PC has a rough needle, not all rudiments of the world will put it together if the auditor's TR2 and TR4 are for the birds. That's a big point. That's a big point. Now, I invite you sometime to just watch this. Any auditor will have this happen to him. It happens about once a session. Sometime in the session, you've got a clean needle. It's flowing along here very neatly and very nicely and smoothly. Clean needle, everything going fine. And all of a sudden, you've got a dirty needle. You immediately assume PC has missed withhole. If you were to take a tape of your auditing session, you would find out very rapidly that your TR2 went out. Or the PC originated and you did something about it. Something happened there between TR2 and TR4. And immediately your needle was dropped. Be very revelatory to you if you had a tape of the needle. We're trying to accomplish this technically, a very hard problem. If you had a tape of your needle in your session and you could play it back sometime, you'd learn a lot. And it's quite intriguing. You say, what the hell gets into me, you know? PC said, I had an ache. Oh, yes, where was it? Have anything to do with the process we were running? Dirty needle. Just like that, bang, bang. Well, I feel better now. Well, you don't have to worry about that. We'll get you in another... But you watch the coordination between auditing cycle and dirty and clean needles. You're going to be fascinated. And whenever you look around and you see an awful lot of PCs have dirty needles, you look around, you'll see an awful lot of auditors have dirty TR2 and TR4. You clean up the TR2 and TR4 and you'll clean up more needles and you can shake a stick at. It isn't the significance of it, you see. It's the calm flow of the auditing cycle. Well, I didn't come in here to give you a lecture on this today. I'm going to give you a lecture on the subject of the ARC break, so I might as well start this lecture. This is what? 24 July. 24 July? AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course, and here is a lecture on the subject of ARC break assessments. One which you need. You need this worse than you think. ARC break assessments. Now, I've just been rattling along here and talking about sessioning in general, which is, of course, a very applicable part of this lecture. But you normally consider a dirty needle, you see, as a withhold or something that the PC has done. You seldom look at it as something that the auditor has done. Well, let me point out to you that there are two communication cycles in an auditing cycle. Two communication cycles in an auditing cycle. And either one of those two communication cycles can be active. Now, number one is auditor to PC. Number two is PC to auditor. Now, either of those can operate independently. And one of those cycles goes this way. Do fish swim? See? And the PC hears it and understands it. See? And that is simply cause, distance, effect. So that's a communication cycle. See? Cause, distance, effect. Now, PC says yes, and auditor hears it and understands it. Now, that's cause, distance, effect. Now, you're used to all this, of course, but you probably haven't looked at it in the degree of separateness which it deserves, since either one of them can exist independent of the other one. And both of those communication cycles have to be perfect or very acceptable before you have an auditing cycle. An auditing cycle is not made up, then, of auditor command, PC's reply, auditor's acknowledgement. See? That is a very, very loose look at an auditing cycle. An auditing cycle can exist, frankly, on either of these independently. The PC doesn't have to say a thing and yet be perfectly satisfied. You see, a communication can exist from the auditor to the PC. What's your R factor? That's a communication from the auditor to the PC, isn't it? PC understands it. You ever hear PC say very much to an R factor? He doesn't even have to signify he's heard it. There's nothing in the books that says he did. But he has to understand it. He doesn't have to say anything. Okay, all right, well, I agree, that is the R factor. You don't expect PC to say that. Similarly, you're going along in an auditing session, the PC suddenly says, hey, I just realized the dirigibles aren't airplanes. See? You know, the fact, you haven't even been auditing dirigibles or airplanes or anything else. This very often takes you by surprise. It can be close or far from the subject of the auditing session. That has nothing to do with it. But it's an independent communication cycle. An independent communication cycle. You're so cheerful on the subject of getting your TR2 in just right in answer to the TR4 that you don't sometimes look at the fact that TR4 doesn't depend on TR2. Not even vaguely. That's why it's TR4. It's up. Upnumbered. What is this? You know that some of the most successful origin handling I've ever done had no acknowledgement connected with them. Although you can say the auditor is supposed to understand and acknowledge the thing. Receive, understand, acknowledge the communication, all that sort of thing. You can go into that kind of thing and try to explain what this is. In actual fact, look at this in its most naked form. This is just simply a single communication cycle originated by the PC and received and understood by the auditor. And if you look at that, not with any tricks or gimmicks around it, all will suddenly make sense. Just as the auditor is emanating and originating his auditing cycle as a one-way communication in its first step, And just as an auditor can originate things which the PC doesn't have to respond to at all, so can you get the reverse thing going in a session, which is to say the PC says something. And that's a communication cycle. And the only thing you're trying to do is signify that it exists. You're not trying to do TR2 or anything else. I mean, the PC originates. He says dirigibles are not airplanes. He's had a cognition of some kind or another. One other way to knock him off his base is to give him a very artificial TR2. Did you ever have an origin knocked off its base by having the auditor say, "Very good. Thank you." Get a very artificial piece of stuff back in your teeth. You just said something that was important to you. Very often in auditing, I'll handle an origin with a facial expression or a head nod. Because it's a one-way cycle. And only a ghost of the thing the other way needs go, and actually needn't really go at all. If you're really good at projecting your think tank, you could sit there with the face of a wooden Indian and do a perfect TR4. I know that sounds utterly incredible. The way not to handle a TR4 is to make it obvious that you haven't understood and that you have received the communication. Thank you. I suddenly realize my migraine headache's gone. I had it for years. Gone. Hey, what do you know? Gone. Gone. Thank you. What the auditor's done in that particular regard is make a mistake of thinking a PC runs a reverse auditing cycle. See, he thinks the PC is now going to audit him. The point here is you audit any little kid on touch that table or touch that chair for a little while, and nearly all of them will suddenly start giving the command to you. They get their flow going so far, and you're a fool if you don't do them, too. You touch the table and touch the chair, and the kid's all satisfied and so forth, and they're perfectly willing for your next command. Okay? It's quite a game they play. They go into a very complete duplication of the auditing session. A good auditor of children and so on is quite well aware of this and doesn't refuse to execute the auditing command. It throws the kid completely out of session. Kid is overwhelmed. That's the kid's effort to be right, don't you see? All right. But in handling an origin, the PC has not started to audit the auditor. That's a different kettle of fish. The PC doesn't expect anything but a comprehension. That's all the PC expects. Now, how do you signify a comprehension? Well, I know your telepath is kind of busted. It's been busted for quite a while. I know mine has been, to the degree that it might be. I sometimes look back at what telepathy once was, and the guy's 2,000 yards away, and you hear all of his thoughts with a crash, don't you see? That's OT stuff. You can also have obsessive telepathy, where you hear everybody all the time. This is sort of out of control. But we're not asking for anything that is that marvelous. We're asking for, pure and simple, an ordinary response to a communication. Now, how do you signify that you comprehend it? Until you can answer that question well, pleasantly, to yourself, see. I mean, not pleasantly, but satisfactorily. Well, you're sitting there right now. How are you comprehending to me that you heard what I said and understand it? Yet I look at your faces and you're all doing it beautifully. See? Perfect. Now, That is an origin, handling of. And that's all there is to handling an origin. PC says something and you understand it. Now we say and acknowledge it, but we've gone too far because we're tending to put it in a thing. We let the PC know we've understood it. For instance, once in a while, I'll just laugh like hell. PC has said something that's very funny to the PC, you know. And seems funny to me. I won't laugh, but don't think it's funny to me. It won't corn up the emotions on it. I'll just laugh, you know. PC perfectly satisfied. That's because there's no auditing cycle involved. That's just a communication cycle. That's all there is to it. Now, there are a bunch of processes which require no answer from the PC, but do require a response from the PC of some kind or another. But they are concept processes, the old concept processes. Get the idea of. Well, the PC can sit there and get the idea and never really say, yes, I know nothing to the auditor. You know he's done it. Well, how did you know he's done it? Oh, you look at his breathing and that sort of thing. You take a look at him and so on. You get into this trouble in R3R. How do you know the PC has moved to the beginning of the incident? That's an interesting little hole, because you didn't say, move to the beginning of the incident approximately and tell me when you get there. In the first place, that would be very sour, because it's two auditing commands. They're already complicated. He's in too much trouble already. And once in a while, any auditor will get dopey and have moved the PC to the beginning of the incident and then not move him through it. You know, forget. The PC will sit there for a while, finally look at you kind of hostily and say, well, when are you going to move me through the rest of the incident, you knucklehead? Any auditor's liable to do this because he's all busy with his computation of where the beginning of the incident is and how many time it was and so forth. And the PC's been taking quite a while, let us say, to get to the beginning of the incident. And so he moves in the beginning of the incident, and then all of a sudden wakes up to realize that he hasn't moved him through the incident. This can happen not to you just once or twice because you're new at it. This will probably continue to happen to you embarrassedly now and then from here on out, because you've got an incident that's a trillion years long or something stupid like this, and the PC's at the end of the thing and has had an awful time trying to find the beginning of it anyhow. And you say, move to the beginning of the incident approximately wump-de-wump-bump trillion years ago. And you decide, well, while he's moving to the beginning of the incident, I'll just catch up on my note of what he just told me because I didn't want to slow him down. You see, and you're busy writing and writing. You get interested in what you're writing. Well, actually, the PC wouldn't be upset with you if he didn't notice that your attention was on something else rather than following through the auditing command. PC usually forgives this, doesn't cause any ARC break. But ordinarily, PC says, well, I'm there, so what? And you say, oh. The exact auditing command that follows that, of course, is move through the incident to a point, duration time, later. That's the exact command that should be given him at that moment. He'll go ahead and happily carry this out. Well, this is a point where, if you're on the ball, you say move to the beginning of the incident. If you keep your eye on your meter, it'll flick sooner or later. You don't have to ask him, are you there? That's terribly bad form. You want to ask him, what are you looking at? Well, so and so and so and so. And I wouldn't spend much time asking what he was looking at either. As soon as I had any inkling that he was the beginning and the end, I'd move him on through, because you can't make any real mistakes there anyway. The point I'm making here is the PC doesn't have to tell you he's at the beginning of the incident. He simply executes the auditing command. Causes a little bit of embarrassment sometimes when you don't realize that he's executed the auditing command. But it is a communication cycle. It has taken place. The auditor said something, the PC done it. That's all you expect. That's it. All right, now the PC says something that's a communication cycle. He's not auditing you. It must be, therefore, a communication cycle. He originates, see? He originates something to you, and you receive it and understand it. That is a communication cycle. Communication cycle complete, right there. Now, to make it an originated cycle, you should signify to him in some tiny fashion that you have received it and understood it. Now, if you try to phony this up, and he says, lug-a-lug-a-blue-boom, and you say, and you don't know what the hell he's talking about, there is some mystic influence that's in at this point, which you will see go on the meter. He knows damn well you didn't understand that. Half the time because he didn't. Now, the auditor who specializes in this phrase should be stonewalled. I just don't understand what you said. I didn't understand you. I don't understand what you were saying. Don't understand. In the first place, that's a lousy approach from the basis that he uses a very, very powerful word. Understand is the crossroads of A, R, and C. And you say, don't understand, you're just asking at once for a complete A, R, C break. But more importantly, you have said to the PC to communicate the same thing again. If you'll notice, he said, I have a pain in my back. And you say, I just don't understand what you said. And the PC will only say, I have a pain in my back. And you say, I don't understand that. And he will say, I have a pain in my back. You're all of a sudden seeing the buildup of the ARC break. See? And you say, I just don't understand that. I have a pain in my back. You can build this up. But you notice that the PC is saying the same words over and over and over. It's a peculiarity of Homo sap. If you indicate that you don't understand what he's talking about, he says the same thing again. He says the exact same thing again. He never varies it. What you want him to do is vary the explanation. What you're asking him to do is to help you get this. If he's got to say something more. What you want to indicate to him is he should tell you a little more broadly what he is talking about so that you can get a very good grasp of it. And if you're very clever, and there's no substitute for cleverness, you can't give anybody a pat phrase with it because they vary all the time. If you're very clever, he will explain it to you in a half a dozen different ways. Then he understands it and so do you. But it's mainly you that got to understand it. Now here, basically and elementarily, we get the basis of an ARC break. I don't care what kind of charge is bypassed. The thing is a bunged up communication cycle, whatever else it is. See? It's affinity, reality, communication, these things are all out. It's a bunged up communication cycle, but what in it is bunged up? Detected and understood. Those are what's bunged up in it. How can you have a communication cycle where the communication is not fully detected and is not understood? How can you have one? It isn't a communication cycle because the communication cycle is cause, distance, effect with duplication occurring at the effect point of the cause point. That's a very pure, accurate definition. Now, over all the years, has there been any shift to that? But look at this. You're going to call this a communication cycle. Cause, distance, alter is defect, no comprehension. You said good morning and she thought you insulted her. How did that come about? Well, it just came about by the non-existence of a communication cycle. It was imperfectly detected, and it was not understood. Now, of course, it's not understood because it's imperfectly detected. I mean, how much more elementary can we get? Somebody rolls a lollipop in your direction. How can you detect what it is if you don't receive it? Oh, yes, it could arrive within 4 feet of you, and you could look out there and see a lollipop. Then you could detect it without receiving it, which is another thing. This would also be an ARC breaky situation. It's detected, but you didn't receive it. Usually you'll find TR4 breaks down at this point. It's detected, but not received. PC says, I don't think you have to keep the session going much longer. I feel fine. You say, well, we're going to keep it going as long as it's necessary to fill in this particular period. I detected he said something, but you didn't receive it. You said you didn't receive it because you didn't do anything about it. You said it should be something else before it arrived at you, and you have therefore busted down the communication line between the PC and yourself. Now, that was a very pleasant origin, wasn't it? Do you know that you could so work on that origin that you would have that PC, I don't care what PC, or how calm this PC normally is, or how splendid and pleasant this PC is, you could get that PC into absolute screaming fit just on that, by just continuing that. Just continue it, and if you ever want to see an ARC break, man, just rig one of these things so that you don't receive what the PC says. And that can be done to any PC. Some PCs are really a bit below spitting in your face, but you can just see them go, just sort of pass out right where they sit. But it produces a fantastic effect. A fantastic effect. Now, an auditor must realize that that is a primary effect, and that is a primary cause of ARC break. That is not one of the causes of ARC break. That is your textbook perfect example. From the PC's point of view, there is cause, and that's distance. The distance is not covered, the communication cycle is not complete. And that's it. That's it. I don't care what PC you've got, you can reduce a PC to a screaming fit, no matter what this PC has said. You can just get the PC gibbering. A PC will just be shaking and exhausted in a very short space of time. And that's an ARC break. Well, why is it an ARC break? That's because both A, R, and C are out. The combination of AR and C equals understanding, and the understanding is out. The intention is cause, distance, effect, and the progress of that cycle is prevented so that the communication is actually not fully detected. See, not fully detected. This is a very, very interesting point in ARC breaks. That forms a woof and a warp of all ARC breaks. Not fully detected. Partially detected, but not fully detected. Nobody's going to ARC break going out here and yelling at a rock. You could go out here and yell at a rock all morning. You could say, "Oh, rock, I hate thee," or, "Oh, rock, whither dost thou comest?" Anything you want to say, and you will go out and yell at the rock and talk at the rock and speak at the rock and so forth, but your expectancy of what's going to happen at the rock never does get quite up to expecting the rock to give you a TR2. So therefore, your estimate of the detection is not at fault. The rock isn't going to detect the communication to it, so you then don't expect anything to happen in the communication cycle, so therefore you do not ARC break. See? Ah, but the PC is under a very, very definite detection cycle. The PC expects the auditor to detect the communication from the PC and understand it. And when that is thrown sideways, because understanding has entered into it, because detection has entered into it, because only partial detection or no detection has entered into it, in spite of the expectancy of it being detected, you can reduce PC to an absolute shaking mess of jelly. I'm not kidding you now. I see from your silence that you're either accepting this as too grim to confront, or you think I may be exaggerating it. This is not so. This is not so. You can take the most common statement, such as, "I feel pretty good now," refuse to detect what the PC is saying, don't duplicate it, don't understand it, in other words, and keep giving the PC evidence that you haven't understood it. And have that PC, I don't care how calm, cool, and collected, that PC has always suspected himself in utter amazement at having been a shuddering mess of jelly. Because eventually we'll start screaming. Well, I'm just trying to tell you I feel perfectly good, Doc Sam. And it goes up. Scream. And he'll then break down scale. You can see him go down scale. I was just trying to tell you. He'd be crying, you know. He gets on the same line, the stuck flow of his communication of the thing. And he can't get it through. He tries everything on God's green earth to get it through. And eventually he starts giving up. And you can see his whole emotional tone scale follow this side. Well, that is a basic ARC break. That's fundamental. Now, you expect me to tell you there are many other kinds of ARC breaks, but there are no other kinds of ARC breaks. These mechanisms are all based on the communication cycle. I don't care what the devil happens with the rest of the bank. The whole definition of bypass charge is partially detected. Now, it wouldn't become bypass charge unless it were at least slightly detected. You understand? Somebody had to drag a magnet within a few feet of it. It had to be stirred up one way or the other for the thing. But that is a communication line which begins. I'm going to re-stimulate an engram in the session. Let's take this as a bypass charge source. The auditor does this knuckleheadedly. You want to be careful in R3R in selecting incidents using things like the first incident, the earliest incident. Cut your throat, man. What are you talking about? You want an earlier incident. The next incident, not first and earliest. Why? What you trying to do? Life's so dull you have to have an ARC break? Well, how are you going to get this ARC break? The PC can't give you the earliest incident on the chain, but could give you the earlier incident than the one you just had. But you ask him for the earliest incident, and you will kick in some earlier incident, which he then doesn't reach. So he now partially detects, and you have partially detected. Both of you now are guilty of partial detection of a started communication. And somewhere down deep, it follows the same cycle as a communication cycle right there. Bang, bang, bang. It'll go all to flinders, just like that. Bang, bang, bang. The more you scrape it up and the less you detect it, the more ARC break you're going to have. And that's all there is to it. If you consider the time track a series of mines, now I shouldn't do this. I mean, girls are timid enough when it comes to approaching some of these things, but let me give you this anyway. Supposing we considered a bunch of mines which were activated magnetically. All you had to do is drag a magnet somewhere near them and they explode, see? And you want mine number 4 and you're all set to sit on it and pull its teeth and not let it explode, see? So you throw a magnet down to mine number 8 and then start to prevent mine number 4 from exploding. And you wonder what that shattering roar is. Well, you see, you just miscalculated on what one you were going to explode. Now, a time track isn't quite that dramatic. But it gives you an example, see. You want mine number 4, so you activate mine number 8. Now, what in actual fact is that? Well, it's a bum origin as far as the auditor is concerned. But actually, the communication cycle is reverse N2. Somebody has told mine number 8 to speak. Accidentally. And mine number 8 speaks. And nobody detects it quite. It's partially detected. But it is activated. and being partially detected now will follow that same incomplete communication cycle. Nobody understands it. It isn't that that has life in it, which is capable of doing that at all. It's just that a communication cycle, once begun, must go through. And if there's any type of thing that you want, a big truism. A communication cycle, once begun, must go through. If that communication cycle isn't permitted to go through, there will be upset somewhere, sometime, someplace. In fact, most of the difficulties of mankind, if you wanted to lay them out, are simply begun communication cycles which are not then detected. You know, they're only partially detected, let us say. There it is, see? Let me give you an idea. The President of the United States says, I want all of you bums and all of the indigent and the poor and the pauperized characters, I want all of you to write me a letter and tell me exactly what I can do to help you personally, individually and personally. Look. Nobody would see in this the eventual revolution. You see what's going to happen. The guy's got no technology for handling the communication cycle at all. To say something like that would be weird. And yet the politician in a democratic country has always got this as his stock in trade. He's a glad hander, tell me Joe, you know, this kind of thing. Eventually it starts exploding in his face. We are very adventurous in that I go ahead and do something like that.